That's you.
And wait, hold on. I'm going to plug you in.
He's plugging you in.
My.
Not even the first time.
Not my first time today either.
Oh, damn. This is why I love her. This is exactly why I love her.
Is this why you stayed?
This is exactly why. I stayed because Cher and I have crazy chemistry.
Oh, wonderful. All right.
No. But
wait, can you introduce her?
God, the one, don't let her do that.
The only Cher Lynn from Jungle Love, the most amazing human on the planet.
No.
I mean, really, there's not even enough good things I could say about her to introduce her.
All right. That was a good introduction, yeah?
I paid her before we got
Welcome.
Here to
she
say
didn't
that.
Pay me. See, she is a tough nut to crack.
Oh, yeah.
I've cracked it. I won't.
What's the secret? Because I've been working I'll for a
tell.
Year.
I'll never tell. I'll never tell. I promise I'll never tell. But she accepts hugs from me is all I'm saying.
Oh, nice.
So
I'm
here.
That's true. That's true.
How long you guys known each other?
A little bit. I don't know. 5, 6, 7 years, 8 years.
Probably more than that because we met when I was with Ginger Jungle and you were booking.
Yeah.
Long and bartending.
Time.
Yeah. So probably 10 years or so.
We're all
biddies
together.
You look good.
Thanks.
Are you working out or doing something different or
no?
Oh, she's hot.
Am I working out? No.
Oh.
She's hot. You see the way she shakes her butt when she's on that dance floor? Come on, that's a workout in
I
and of itself.
I have in fact seen that. Well, so
you haven't seen?
No,
it?
I have in fact seen that.
Oh, good. So you better find look.
So I'm psyched you're here, Cher,
thanks.
Because we're doing your first podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Like right now.
Oh, so it's starting
this
now?
This is it, yeah.
Oh, terrifying.
So,
all right.
So do you want to tell people what it's about? And
I guess I'm just a keep it real kind of a person. I say what's on my mind. A few weeks ago I was out I went to a meeting for an event that the band is playing, and then afterwards of a bunch of people that were involved in the meeting and involved in this fashion show thing, we went down to get a bite to eat. And I overheard these two women talking about dating in today's society. And so, of course...
Funny, because we've been covering
that. Which we had a full conversation about.
Oh, see? So, of course, I feel that... Plus, I knew them well, so I felt comfortable to say what I... Well, I'm very rarely uncomfortable. So, I, of course, just started... blurting things out of how I feel about, you know, life and dating and whatever. And the bartender says to me, "What freaking podcast are you on?" And I was like, "I am not on a podcast." And he said, "I'll tell you what, if you ever had a podcast, I would listen every goddamn day." And I was like, "You know, you might be on to something here."
Awesome.
So, you know, so that's basically what it is. It's I kind of figured I always do like a tip of the day. Sometimes they're dead ass serious. Sometimes they're funny.
Always on point, though.
Always on point. Always,
always
truth
on point.
And real. Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
And I just thought, you know, we could just talk about the things that people don't talk about. I could, you know, we could have guests on and you know, have people write in or call in with questions and advice. And, you know, it'll be like, what was the Ann Landers?
Ann Landers.
Except,
not for the faint.
Right, exactly. An Ann Landers,
Ann
Landers shit show version.
Seriously, yeah. I'm just serious.
The shit show version of Ann Landers.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for my first question?
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, go.
So, all right. You have a unique take on relationships.
I do.
Do you want to share? Give me the elevator pitch of your take on relationships first, and then I'll go my question.
Listen, they're not for me. You know, I've been by myself for 14 years. It's the happiest 14 years I've ever had in my life, and I'm 49 years old. For me, it doesn't work. But I also have a very real outlook on relationships with other people.
Okay.
So, you know,
you just fucked up my question.
Oh, what? Which was?
which was your daughter? You have an amazing relationship with your daughter.
I do.
Yeah. Do you discourage relationships there?
I don't discourage relationships anywhere. Just for me.
Oh, okay.
If you're with somebody and they make you happy, then amen. But if you're with somebody and you're constantly coming to me for advice on you know what to do with this situation, then I'm gonna hand it to you. But
true story.
Yeah, yeah, no. But Nora, my daughter, is, you know, I said to her a couple weeks ago, like, do you feel like I totally fucked up your life and your outlook because you've been living with me for all these years? And I've been single. And,
hey, Graham, do you? Go ahead.
Yeah. And she said, no. You know, I feel like who you are actually helped me, you know, as a person and, you know, dealing with people and dealing with relationships. You know, she's seen me handle everything by myself for 14 years. Mm. So she knows that a relationship is not necessary for a happy, fulfilled life.
Right.
That a relationship can only add to a happy and fulfilled life. Right. Am I too loud?
No, that's all right. You're fine.
And so I guess unbeknownst to me, I taught her things, I guess. I don't know.
Unbeknownst to me, I taught my
daughter. Unbeknownst to her, she's teaching all of us things.
All right, question for both of you then, because we just covered dating for like a good portion.
Oh, God.
It was scary.
Oh, I wish I was here. I was scary. Exactly.
I told them things that you and I have talked about. Like, you know, when I go on dates and guys talk about the first thing that pops up and how they like to say.
That's funny you phrase it like that.
You know.
The
offered
first thing
things
that pops up,
right?
And she wouldn't let me in her phone. By the way, I asked.
that would be a whole other show.
Right. You know, like what is wrong with men? I said, they really lead with that. I said they do.
Okay,
do
either of you know a guy, age appropriate guy, personally know an age appropriate guy who you think is a dating candidate for somebody, or are all guys like you get to a certain age and do all guys just turn into dicks?
First, let me just say I want to take out the word guys.
Okay.
I don't. This is not. I am not a man basher. I actually like men more than I like women.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is human bashing, really.
Right. Right.
Because really, the truth is this: I'm in my 40s. You're in your 50s. If here we go. If you're still single, if you're divorced, 1, 2, 3 times, and you're still single in your 40s and 50s, I have news for you. You are not fit for public consumption. You are not.
I don't agree with that.
I do. And I'm talking about you, too. Me, too.
And by the way, you're not fit either.
You're all fucked up, too. No, we are all too fucked up. We all have too much emotional baggage. We all are too set in our ways.
This is great.
And with the internet and all this stuff, there's so many options, right?
Aren't you glad you stayed?
You can swipe left, swipe right.
I'm a good sidekick.
You can easily ghost people because somebody else got your attention, right?
There you go.
But it's not. But admit it, you do it too. We all do it. So we're all douchebags in our 40s and 50s, and we are not fit for relationships.
What she's trying to say, there's the douchebaggery going on, men and women.
Yeah, oh, okay. Absolutely. Men and women both. We at 40, 50 years old, if you are still single and you have been divorced 1, 2, or 3 times, I promise you, the story about, oh, she didn't meet my needs. Oh, she didn't do this for me. Oh, I'll do that for you. Suck my dick. No. This is bullshit. It's bullshit.
I'm going to leave the room. The minute.
you mean to tell me this is your third go-round and it's all them? I posted yesterday as a joke. Don't be sad that you're single. Don't worry that 8 billion people don't want to date your ass. It's the truth. It's not them. It's you. You're a douchebag. You're not fit for this. You can pretend, and then you're going to come to somebody like me who's logical and say, I don't know what to do. He doesn't answer my text messages. And I'm like, he's sending me mixed messages. This is the biggest load of books. That's a message.
That's a message.
There ain't nothing mixed about it.
No message is a message.
We covered that. No message is a message.
That's a blatant fucking message.
That's a message.
The only time he's not sending you or she's not sending you mixed messages is when nobody else is answering their text messages. They're like, let me double back on this douchebag who's fallen for it that my wife doesn't meet my needs. Oh, we sleep in separate beds. Right. We've slept in separate beds for 3 years. Okay. All right. Okay, then. Get the fuck out of here. Just screw, have a good time, and
safely. Safely.
Yes.
Right. Screw safely.
Yes.
Screw safely.
Be responsible. Don't involve children or animals, and do whatever the hell you want. Just, but be real. Like, that's the problem, is people are so afraid to be to be real. They're afraid to come across as a douchebag or whatever it is. Like, and then they're like these pushovers, these human floor mats, basically doormats. It's like, why would you want to do that? And then you come to somebody like me and expect me. Did you need a hug? Because it ain't me.
Can people change?
No.
Can people change?
I'm going to go. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm a hopeless romantic. And although I think there's douchebaggery going on, does a leopard change their spots? My mom would say no.
No.
But you know what? Can you grow together and be better for each other? I would like to have hope that they're
no.
Could
I
be.
Think a snake sheds its skin just to be a bigger snake. That's it. I think it's the truth. I think people. She
very well could be true.
Welcome to There's No Hope with Sherilyn.
It is true. Listen, I tell my daughter this. I'm a huge proponent of the 80-20 rule in life. Everything is 80-20. Everything. So this makes you think. 80% of the population sucks. 20% are decent humans. Now, good luck finding that 20%. Good luck. But what will happen sometimes is you'll think this is a 20%er, yes. But then you realize they were just in a costume. And then you find out, you're like, oh, this person's an 80%er. And you put him back in that pile, right? And I said to my daughter, like, here's what you have to realize in life. Anybody that you meet, you have to say to yourself, there's an 80% chance this person is a douchebag. And they have to then prove otherwise. They have to prove to you otherwise. Don't wait for them to prove that they're a douchebag. Know they're a douchebag and wait for them to prove they're not.
Trust is earned.
Trust is earned. And I said to her, if I have a bowl with 100 grapes in it, and I tell you that 80 of those are poisoned with strychnine, are you going to eat a grape?
No.
No. Don't eat the fucking grapes.
Screw the grapes. Just don't eat it.
I don't even like grapes.
I don't even like grapes. You can take a little lick, but don't you dare chew that and swallow it. That's all I can say.
Just a little lick?
Just a little lick, yeah.
Just a little?
Yeah, because otherwise you get all stupid in your head.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? How many licks are we talking here?
But that's...
I think we're the 20%. I'm sorry.
And you know what?
The You're 20% of my people, I feel
the
like.
The truth of the matter is that there are people that will put us both in the 80%. And that's okay.
All right.
The 20%
well,
are
we found
your
each other.
20%.
That's, all right. That's
right?
true. Yeah, you're
they're,
right.
They're your 20%.
You are
they're
right.
your people. We just found out I'm not everybody's people, right? So I'm in their 80% group. And that's okay with me.
That was douchebaggery at its finest.
Because they're in my 80% group as well, right? So it's all relative. It's all perspective, right?
Do you think love can be managed?
Managed.
Like if I'm in love, can I? Is that a bigger drive than my decision making? Because you say people get stupid, and I'm like, yeah, they do. When you're in love, it kind of gets to be a.
Oh, for sure. No,
but do you think, do you have the wherewithal to stop yourself if you're falling in love?
She don't even let it get to that point.
No, I don't.
So you
like,
do,
get
then.
Your shoes on
I
and
do.
Get the fuck out.
Yes. Yes. It's true.
Like now, they're like,
get
wait,
your
what?
Shoes
wait,
on.
What?
She's yeah. like,
you remember that door you came in? You can leave the same one.
Here, hurry.
Did you leave a breadcrumb trail? Because you got to go back out that same way. No, I think what happens is there's your mind, and then there's emotions, right? And I say this all the time too. In music, you have to lead with your emotions and let your mind take a back seat.
Right.
In life, you have to lead with your minds and let your emotion take your back seat. Now, that doesn't happen. When somebody gets all stupid and they look like a fucking cartoon with hearts flying around their head, they get stupid. And then
Some
they're
like,
oh.
It in the back seat.
Oh.
Sorry.
It depends on the size of the car.
Right.
Yeah.
You're both driving SUVs, so I think we're all good.
We're good. Yes,
I think we're all good.
But I think
I got a little car. That's
when
not
you
good.
When you get stupid, then things you let things slide, you know. Whether it be somebody drinking too much, or whether it be somebody's temper, or whether it be their money management, or whether like anything, or they can't screw, like, you know, you let things go because you're like, oh, but nah, like, No, I know for one, and you know, life is too short to settle for anything.
Yeah.
But we sometimes, for whatever reason, like you're saying you're a hopeless romantic, and I love that about you, but this ain't no Nicholas Sparks novel that we're living here. And let me remind you, and the, no, he cheated on his wife, and now they're fucking divorced. Oh, well, so this guy who wrote the
And they
the
all
notebook,
don't look like Jason Momoa on the cover.
That's
either.
Right. Exactly right. So this guy who wrote this never-ending love story that all women, you know, sap over,
I don't even know he's that I an 80%er.
He's a douchebag, right? Like, you know, and he's going to say it's his wife's fault that he cheated on her, you know, like that's just the way it goes, right? And if it was her that cheated on him, she's going to say it was his fault, right? Like,
is it ever possible that it would be a wife's fault? Could you ever blame a wife for her husband cheating?
Unless she sucked his dick in somebody else? No.
So
she was behind him pushing.
Nope, I beg to differ there.
No, yeah. I don't think anybody can make somebody cheat.
But listen, here's the reason. Thing. And I tell this to a lot of my friends. When I was working at this one job, they were like, oh, my God, you like sex and blah, 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 and that's taboo and you can't like it. My husband, that's all he wants to do. And I'm like, sweetheart, like, if you're not doing your husband, someone else is going to. So I'm not saying you're making him cheat, but if you're not taking care of your husband and you're not doing something, he's going elsewhere. Let's face it.
And that's,
I'm not saying you're making him, but you're not helping him out.
But what really should happen is he should sit down with her and say, babe.
Right, he should.
You're not meeting my needs.
Right.
I'm a sexual human.
Right.
I think we either need to work on
Absolutely.
This or I need to hit the bricks.
Here's
Or let's have an open relationship.
Right, exactly. Right. Or let's have an open relationship.
Or ball her friend.
Right.
Here's the complication from the guy's side. You're in a relationship. You're not getting the sex you want. You sit down. You have the talk. She says yes. She puts in the work for 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it goes back down to where it is because snakes only shed their skin to become bigger snakes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But I have a whole emotional life with you. I have 20 – I'm not talking about you, Trish. I have 20 years with you. I have – you know, mm-hmm. we own property
children,
together.
Whatever,
we have children,
whatever. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't want to leave that, but I also have a body. I can't deny that either.
Sure.
Am I wrong to cheat?
Yeah. Anytime, unless you're being honest about it, unless you're saying, hey, let's have an open relationship.
But is your wife being honest with you when she says, I'm going to work on the sex and then does for 3 weeks and then stops?
I don't know that that's about honesty. She's probably honestly saying, I'm going to work on it. But maybe there's something about, like, there's something about how he balls her that she doesn't like it, right? But
maybe he doesn't make her feel special enough, is what Cher
right.
meant.
Maybe,
okay, fair
maybe
enough.
She
there
just
you go.
Wants to be bent over the kitchen island and you know, maybe, you know, like maybe they need to have a conversation. There's probably something about what he does that she doesn't.
I'm so scared of both of you.
And this is mild.
Yeah, yeah.
You should hear the real phone conversations. If you were like in our kitchens, you'd be like, holy crap.
I'm having men on the show for the next month and a half.
No, you're not. You're going to want us both.
That's true. That's
I told
true.
You, I'm a very good son.
No, I think a real, here we go, a real conversation needs to happen, right?
Right?
Like she's probably talking to her friends saying, I really love him. We have all of this great stuff, but I don't get off when we have sex.
I'm in menopause. I dry it up.
Right. Or,
not that I did. I didn't. You know, I'm just saying. Just clarifying.
Whatever
right, because we
is,
talked menopause
right?
before,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because I didn't. Right. Some people do.
So instead of having a conversation with this person who you picked as a lifelong partner that you promised to communicate things to, you shut it off or whatever it is. So a real honest conversation needs to happen here as to why she doesn't want to have sex with him. Maybe she doesn't like him anymore, you know, and therefore he's not attractive to her anymore. Maybe he
then he's
you know,
not cheating if she doesn't like him anymore and
he's
not attractive.
If he's lying and manipulating and covering tracks, that's cheating, right?
Because
he's not going to come. She's not going to say, "Oh, honey, you worked late tonight. Yeah, I had a project due last minute and I had to stay 2 hours extra." That's what he's saying.
Right.
He's
right.
not
okay,
saying,
"Oh
no,
saying.
I didn't work late. I stopped home at." And bald Beth on the way home.
Right.
You know,
made Beth feel special. I think
exactly.
is what you
exactly. Beth's That's vagina not is not dry like yours. So I stopped by and got it wet for a few.
Oh,
so that's not what's happening.
Well,
right. She's coming home.
Beth baked extra special cookies.
Oh, how I I love cookies.
The kind with the whipped cream on top.
There it is.
Cake. She had cake.
By the ocean floor.
So that's the disconnect, right? That's where it's lack of communication. They're not talking about it. He's not talking about, you know, I need to have sex. And she's not talking about the reason that she doesn't or doesn't want to. And so therefore, he's going to lie, cheat, whatever, manipulate. And that's, I have to tell you, that's really where the pain comes from.
Also could be an emotional cheating. Because when someone cheats, like this does an emotional.
That's what I'm saying.
It could not even be sex. When you have an emotional affair,
yes.
That's where the pain comes from.
And to
it's
know
not
that
even
this...
sticking it in. Stick it in, I can almost forgive. I told
that's,
him.
That's exactly
we had this full conversation on my show. Like,
it's the lying.
I can forgive that. It's the emotional
lying.
Component of,
yes.
We didn't have sex until they split apart. Or we didn't. It's like, bro, but you were still developing an emotional relationship.
Yeah. And
that's worth, you're still both snakes.
And on that, know? It's not just the emotional relationship. It's the fact that they bold-faced lied to you for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months,
right.
A year
right.
About,
that.
You know, where were you? You know, where are you going? Oh, I'm going out with my buddies Friday night. We're going to go watch football. Like, all of that. You know, is something going on? Are you seeing somebody? No. Why? Why would you say that? Why are you accusing me? Blah, right? And then it becomes narcissistic bullshit, right?
Right.
Because they're not only going to deny it, they're going to say you're crazy. They're going to say you're insecure. They're going to say... So it becomes all that manipulation. That's the part about cheating that sucks. I couldn't care less if you stuck it in somebody else. It's the fact that you came to me and bold-faced lied to me and made me think I was nuts
yep.
for knowing that my female spidey senses went off and something was going on.
And we right? know.
And we is know.
The, is
we
the,
know.
Is the answer... To not impose forever on every single relationship?
No, the answer is not to be a dick and be communicative.
And communicate.
Yes and no, because the other side of that is, you know, you can communicate and you can get into cycles. And, you know, you can be communicating your ass off. And if your partner's giving you lip service
mm-hmm.
verbally,
sure.
but not ponying up, then... Communication is not the answer anymore.
Well, it's not the answer for the person who's not ponying up, right?
Right.
So it has to be on both sides. You have to talk to each other.
So my question is then, okay, so and that happens more often than not, right? Or 50% of marriage. I'm anti-marriage to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I have this whole rant about how marriage should be against the law.
Yeah. Yes.
And the way my analogy is my analogy is this: if you went to a bank and put everything you owned in a bank. And that bank failed over 50% of the time, and you could only pull back half of what you own. That bank would
you would not bank
you would not
there.
Go you would you not would go not to go. That bank.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and
marriage became a thing way back when the life expectancy was 35,
and it had to keep you on the farm.
Right, yes,
that's
and so
what
if your marriage
did.
Lasted for 15 years. You can hang out with this person. Now
now I'm in for 60 fucking years.
Now our life expectancy is 80 years old.
Right, right.
The only things on this planet that mate for life are
Lynn's
fucking
dying over there.
The only things on this planet that mate for life are fucking geese and wolves. And those motherfuckers don't talk.
No, I think
and
owls
get hit
don't
by
owls.
A car.
No, penguins mate for life.
Okay, they don't talk.
They're cute.
Yeah, but
they
how can you not be attracted to a penguin?
Right,
all penguins
exactly.
look the same.
Those macaroni penguins right? with that little crazy hair? Yeah. I'll get down on a macaroni penguin.
So there's a bowl of 100 penguins, but 80 penguins.
But 80 of them.
Are poisonous. Do you lick the penguin?
You guys all suck.
Do you lick the penguin?
Just a little bit. Just the tip.
Just a little bit.
That's my favorite game. Just the tip.
But what if, like...
He's like, oh, Christ.
This is going
why
nowhere.
Did I stay? I let her stay. What the hell was I thinking?
Always plan the show. Always plan the show.
Yeah.
But what if, like, okay, so I'm dating you. I'm not, but I was.
Wow.
Woohoo!
But I started off saying, look, I'm not for forever. We're going to get tired of each other. And I'm eventually going to have sex with somebody else. Would you have sex with me?
Is she coming home too?
Is she cute?
Is that a trick question?
Well, wait, now I believe in forever. Hold on a second.
I don't know.
Right? Like you got to ask questions before.
No, because we were talking about how like guys lead with sex and guys aren't honest. So if a guy was honest with you and said, "I'm gonna get tired of you. You're hot right now, but in 4 years, something hotter is gonna cross my path at the gym."
I would.
You would.
Absolutely, because the truth is, I'm thinking. And
same
I would
thing.
Say, same thing.
Yeah.
Because by then, I'm going to hate the way you chew.
Yeah.
I'm going to hate the way you sleep,
yep.
the way you snore, that you piss
you
on my toilet.
You want to smother his head
and
with
And I
want to
smash you in the face with a cast iron frying pan. So, yes, let's do this. I'm down.
Google
and she's
anger
got
management.
Good frying pans.
I got a big old cast iron. It's seasons just
so
right.
I've asked her to smash me in the head with a frying pan if I ever got into a relationship again. So there's that.
Oh, okay.
So I know she's got cast iron frying pan.
So if you're not quite as quick next time you come back, I'll know something. Got
exactly.
it. Okay. Understood.
Like, hey, listen, it
head.
Doesn't
right.
hurt here. It doesn't hurt here. But right here. Oh, shit. She must have saw Cher. Cher comes in. She got a scratch.
No, but I wonder if the imposition of it having to last forever, it forces dishonesty. Because, I mean, you guys say you would, but I bet you. I get 100 grapes in a bowl, and I ask those 100 grapes. If a guy said to you on the first date, "I don't believe in forever. I'm not interested in building a life for forever. I'm going to hate the way you chew. Do you want to come home?" 80% of those grapes would say no.
You know why?
Because we impose forever on a relationship, and it's not fair.
No, because society says that if you're single, you're not complete. So women think... Women right now, even at 48 years old, 49 years old, women are still looking for the next love of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy that says that is going to say, is not going to be that one.
Right.
So she's going to say, no, never mind. So she'd rather
get lied
screw
to.
screw around, even with a married guy
mm-hmm.
who is promising that he sleeps in a separate bed from his wife. They haven't had sex in years. Right. And that he eventually is going to leave her for her because mm-hmm. there's some kind of promise there. Now, basically, all he's doing is sticking it in her because his wife's not doing it anymore, right?
Right.
So, but in order to keep her around and keep her interested, he has to lead her on, right? So
right.
he has to make it seem like there's an end to the means. That
right.
is, if you keep sticking with me on this and keep lying your face off to all your friends and your family, don't tell anybody about me. We're going to be together forever. Right? Right? My wife's going to take half my money, take the house. I'm going to be homeless, and she's going to take... We have 3 kids, so that's, what, 27% of my income. So you'll be supporting me. We'll be great, right?
Somebody did their research is what happened here.
Right? Someone is a realist.
And she says, yay, right?
Right.
So, you know, oh, honey, it's okay. I'll support you. Whatever, right? So yes, most women that believe in Nicholas Sparks novels are gonna walk away from somebody like that because they're waiting for the next love of their life.
Right.
And again, the truth is they're not fit for public consumption either. They're too desperate, too insecure, and too needy that they're gonna overlook. It's like this.
I think there's somewhere in between, though.
I don't think so.
I think I'm in between. I don't think I need a Nicholas Sparks fucking movie, but I'm definitely not desperate for sure. I'm definitely not insecure, and I'm definitely not fucking needy. However, there's a caveat to that. I would like a dude to go on dates with and do stuff. Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Companionship.
You're
that's
right.
Something different, though.
But I would like a dude forever to do that stuff with.
But
is that
bad?
But it
doesn't have to be the same guy?
Well, in theory,
no.
I would like
but
to
you
be.
Know
I guess
damn
it,
well,
doesn't
it doesn't have to be.
I guess
if
it doesn't have to be. It would be nice if it was the same dude.
Even though you want to wind up smashing him with a cast iron frying pan?
No, I don't want to smash anybody with a cast iron frying pan.
Well, I have news
That's
for
your
you.
Job.
I have news for
That's
you.
That's why I call you.
There's not a person on this planet that eventually you're not going to want to smash with a cast iron frying pan. It's the way it goes. When you first date somebody and you sit across the table from them at dinner and you go, "Oh, that's so cute the way they cut their steak like a 3-year-old. Aw, how cute." And then after 6 months, you're like, "You fucking child, who cuts their steak like that? You fucking..."
I feel like we should insert, "Huh, and that's the way it is." Like, I feel like we should insert that song.
I can do that.
Right?
I can do that.
But that's the truth. So companionship can come in, it can ebb and flow, right?
You're right.
Where this
you're
person...
Right.
kind of fills the spot for a little while. And then when you're like, meh, then listen, there's 8 billion people on this planet. I promise you, there's no shortage of companions. And if you
Cher and I are going to companion around the world.
If you think that your soulmate lives within a 10-mile radius.
No, he doesn't.
On
no,
a planet
doesn't.
Of 8 million no, billion people?
No,
he could be in not. Bangladesh, douchebag. Work your way there. Work your way there.
That's it. I'm renewing my passport as soon as I leave here. Going to Bangladesh.
Just work your way across the state finding companions until you find
That's what I'm going to do. See, I'm going to book Cher because she's got an amazing voice.
Yes.
So I'm going to book Cher gigs.
In Bangladesh.
I'm going to book her worldwide.
And then just
so her
around.
And I can, I'm her manager. Are you kidding? So we can companion across the world.
Until.
And I can find someone good.
Life is a Baskin Robbins.
31 flavors?
And you are that little pink spoon. That is all there is to it. That's all there is to it.
I want to be a red spoon, Daddy.
You taste all those freaking flavors with that little pink spoon. That's what it's about. What, are you going to go to Baskin Robbins with 31 flavors and have vanilla fucking ice cream all the time? What is wrong with you?
No, not me.
Oh, no.
Not me. You know not me.
You're going to try that flavor?
Definitely
and that
not
flavor,
me.
And you're going to put some toppings on that shit, too. Give me some sprinkles, some hot fudge.
I got to take the show back. Hold on.
Right. There goes the line.
And see, your career's over.
I already knew that.
Okay, all right. Forget the 12 years.
No, I'm
We're
a
We're
going to
get you through
dude.
The summer.
It's
and all right. Then, all right.
No, the, I'm a realist.
The,
it's okay.
So the argument that a lifelong companionship, even though it's going to have shit moments, isn't as enriching as a life where you don't commit and just but are real.
For me, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
But you think there are people for whom that works? You just don't know any.
For a short time.
Like no. I mean for forever. I mean like you get to a point.
I don't think in today's society. No, I don't. Like my parents have been married. They just celebrated their 57th wedding anniversary or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh, mom and dad.
You know, and
they're the
and
best,
I
though.
I guess they still like each other. Like, and that's the thing is they still love each other, of course.
Dude, they
right?
still like
but,
each other.
But
she
people
gets
can,
notes.
People can love each other and not like each other.
Yes.
And that's a big thing.
But the gift of, the gift of that much history with someone is, in my case, is worth sacrificing a piece of strange.
No, agree. But now, again, their generation is very different. They
yeah.
grew up very differently,
that's true.
Right?
Yep.
So they went in for the long haul. They went in saying, for better or for worse, for richer or poorer, sickness and
right.
health. They took those vows and meant those
yeah.
vows.
And didn't
so,
have choices.
Right. And they didn't have
they didn't
Tinder.
Have internet,
they
swipe.
They couldn't swipe
oh, yeah.
left or right,
right?
Right. So it's different. It's different. Today's society is all about choices. It's all about the next best thing.
That is
like,
so true.
Like, what do you, like, I don't do Instagram, but like, all these things are 30 seconds long.
Yep.
And
reels.
Next.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Next. Yep. Everything
your
is the next best
span,
thing.
Your attention span. Everything is designed so that you have ADHD.
100%.
And you're right. You're everything. Right about that. So there was a period in my life where I was a complete asshole and tore a hole in the universe and
mm-hmm.
had a full head of hair and a guitar and leveraged it.
You still have a full head of hair.
Thank you
guitar.
Very much.
Yes.
But I don't leverage it anymore.
You have the greatest
but,
hair ever.
Oh, thank you so
he
much.
Does have good
thank
hair.
You.
Yeah,
oh, thank
does.
You. And people used to judge me. And the people who judged me were always the people who, if they wanted to cheat, couldn't because they didn't have a guitar and a full head of hair. When you have choices, that it's a different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's today's society.
Yeah.
You constantly... there's always a choice. There's always the next best thing. So now you start seeing somebody, you start having a companionship with somebody and something is a little, they're not, whatever it is, whatever it is that you're like, meh, I don't know. There's so always something right there, that ready, willing, and able to
mm-hmm.
just, and that's where the ghosting comes from, right? Because
right.
nobody can communicate anymore. And especially in today's society, like my daughter is 19 years old. They don't talk on the phone. They don't talk in person. All they do is text. All they do is Instagram, Snapchat, and all that kind of stuff. So So talking is like unheard of. Communicating is unheard of. Like today's society, today's workforce, they don't even want to answer the work telephone because they need to talk to another human being on the other end. It's so it's just what's coming next, you know? And so it almost, this society that we've created makes it impossible for the nuclear family unit to survive. It's not possible. And that 50% of marriages, that's a load of bullshit, actually.
It's more.
Yeah. Is it 50% of marriages fail in the first 5 years and then more in the next 10 years and then more in the next 20 years? Like, I'm going to go on a limb and say today's society, 100% of marriages fail. Now, fail isn't by definition you signing the divorce papers. Don't let that fool you either. Your marriage failed 10 years ago, but you're stuck living together because you can't afford to move out.
Right.
Or you don't communicate, and neither of you know you're miserable, and you're both screwing other people.
I was going to say, how about the people that are like shmoopy on social media, and you're like, he just was with her.
Exactly right.
Like, what?
Exactly right.
You were just with somebody else last week. I saw it.
It's not by definition. It's not by definition a statistical sign those papers and get a divorce that makes your marriage fail.
Right.
They're all failing.
Right.
All of them are failing. So you either go into a situation with your eyes wide open, right? And realize that if I go this way, it's probably going to fail in one capacity or another. Or you go into a relationship or a situation with your eyes wide shut and you're fucking blissfully ignorant, or you pretend that everything's fine knowing. Like I said this the other day, everybody talks about, you know, red flags. Let me tell you something. Red flags are like a fucking pregnancy test or a COVID test. That little thing says if it's a slight pink line, it's positive. That's a red flag too, asshole. If it's a pink flag, I promise you, it's not negative. It's a positive red flag.
Right.
Run for the hills and go. You have
insert Iron Maiden.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, run.
I'm gonna give you the file and you can just edit it.
Go and guess what? There's swipe right. There's somebody else. And then you wait till you find their pink flag. And you swipe again. Like, you will have a much more fulfilled life when you get out of people what you need at that moment than you trying to make yourself or somebody else fit into some mold that doesn't even exist anymore.
Can we cycle back to your parents' era when choice got removed? And is that better for us?
I don't know, because, you know, people in my parents' generation, if you think that, no, stop. Kidding. If you think that they didn't cheat, you know, they just didn't get caught as easily, right?
Yeah.
So it still happened then.
Oh, dude.
And when they did find out, God told them they needed to stay together and work it out, right? So people could still be married for 50 years, but he or she doesn't trust him as far as she can throw them, you know, or I'll go both ways, right? The trust is gone.
Right.
They probably don't like each other anymore, but they're staying married because they took an oath, they took a vow in front of God and their family that they have to stick with this person forever.
Right.
Is that a fulfilling life? I wouldn't think so.
It's so funny you say it happened back then. I'll tell you something. So I was an orphan. Foster care system, then got adopted, right? So did Ancestry DNA this Christmas.
No, I saw
and found my father. My biological father sort of tore such a hole in the universe that I, 11 brothers and sisters, none of us.
Yeah.
Dude, tore a hole in the universe. So it did happen back then.
Yes, of course it did. Yeah. You just, again, you didn't get caught as easily. You might have cheated your whole marriage and never just ever got caught. Or if you did, it was, well, we're married. We need to work this out.
Still holding on to that 2% of I'd like to find a person that's my dude.
I bet you can. I think you can. When I was born, this is how douchebaggy my dad was. When I was born Vassar Hospital, August 3rd, 1963. My dad was there because my last name is Jackson and it's on my birth certificate. My dad was there. 2 weeks later, my dad marries another lady.
And that was his, what wife was that? His second wife?
I don't even know yet. Yeah. Just amazing.
Yeah.
You do a good podcast. Sure, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'll say.
I think we're going to be okay. So when are we getting started? Do we have plans or to be determined or?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you tell me if it's going to be here, you know, once a week or something like that, I can all do right. that. Like, you know, whatever.
We'll figure it out then. Yeah. But you're great at it.
Thanks.
And the name is Real Talk.
I don't know. I'll have to talk about that.
What was the one? You came up with a good name. I'll play it back.
It can't be the shit show.
It can be the shit show. It's just like Spotify is not going to. Like Mixcloud, you could put it up. But
Spotify won't put up something called the shit show?
Probably not.
Why? There's no A. There's no regulations on names.
I want to look into it.
I do. Yeah, I mean, look,
if
you can.
I want to set realistic expectations.
Plus, you can distribute it yourself now. So. You don't have to like. You don't need a big channel.
Social media.
Yeah,
I'll like show you. Most on Instagram.
Most of my stuff's on Mixcloud.
Are you
and
on TikTok?
No,
TikTok's about to get banned.
I'm 100 years old. I don't know how
I gotta
to do
get
any
her
of
on
stuff.
TikTok. It's not getting banned.
It's not getting banned.
No, I gotta get. Her
you know on this? Okay.
Why would TikTok get banned?
There's a bill. There's a bill up next week. To ban
TikTok?
Yeah.
Because it's way too much freedom of speech. Don't get me started on that.
No, but you need to be on there with your voice.
I said it years ago that everybody's so worried about their Second Amendment right being taken away. That's not the one we need to worry about.
It's the first.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's exactly what it's about. But I'd like to think about, I'd like to set realistic expectations with what the show is. And
okay.
I think the shit show kind of encompasses it because
find a way to make it work.
You just never know, you know. You just never know.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
it,
maybe they will.
Go and maybe let's I'm look wrong. Into it.
All
let's
right.
look into
beautiful.
It. Beautiful.
Lynn, what do you want to pitch? Plug.
Are you piecing this all together?
We got to tie it up.
You're tying it up.
You've been here for 2 hours, lady. You're tired.
That's all right. No, I got to go to see somebody today.
Jesus.
Gotta see somebody. No, not that somebody. Oh. Jesus, God,
all right, I didn't know.
I knew there was more to this story.
Go to Sheriff's house. He can play the guitar in the back.
I only play acoustic, though. It's not going to be as good.
What I want to pitch.
Have to strum harder.
Okay.
Power chords.
If I had a dollar for every time a chick said to me, John,
strum
you just got to strum harder. Yeah.
It's all power chords, baby.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, first, I want to thank John for having me on.
No, you're a blast, man. Welcome anytime.
I had a good time.
Yeah, this was fun.
Yeah. And two, I just want to promote, you know, live music. I want to promote live music. I want to promote get up, get out, spend the money, go to venues, see my friends' bands, see people that you don't know's bands. You have to see live music. Live music does soothe your soul. It does make a change. True. We already talked about that. It makes a change in your life, your personality. Write down, journal. I want to make sure people know that there are places and people to talk to when they have mental health issues or if they have, you know, you can vent. You can vent to me, my constituents, anybody can come vent to me. Like that Papa Roach song, Leave a Light On. Like, my light's always on, right? I will always share music. I will always share some words of wisdom. Might not be wisdom, but I will always share something to make someone feel better and try to pull them into the light, out of the dark. And I also want to let people know that I do work for First Call Restoration, and if they have issues, they could call me for that.
Give the number one more time, because that was a long time ago.
914-475-9866. Fire, water, mold, remediation, things like that. If you want advice, if you want dates to see my friend Cher play live, I'll give you that too. So thank you for listening, and thanks for John for having me on.
Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate that. And don't ever, ever, ever go to bed sad.
Cher, what do you want to push? Anything?
Oh,
what do you got coming up? You got to vote for you in Best of Hudson Valley.
Yes.
Yes, that would be cool. Yes, the band and myself are up for all the music categories in Best of the Hudson Valley. We've won the past 3 years in some capacity or another. So I appreciate all the jungle lovers out there that that have voted for us over the years and that are going to vote for us this year. So I appreciate you guys. We got some stuff coming up in April. We're doing a show at Curry Estate on April 6th. Paula's Runway Cafe on April 13th. And those always get packed. Thanks for having me. Thanks for helping me with this. I think we're gonna have a blast. We'll come up with a name, and we'll go from there.